Welcome to the Edu All-Stars Podcast.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 25 of Edu All-Stars. My name is Todd Nesloney, and here with me today, I have my co-hosts.
Who's first?
Go ahead,
Stacy. I'll go. I'm Stacy Huffine, otherwise known as Tech Ninja Stacy on Twitter.
And I'm Chris Kessler. You can find me on Twitter at I am Kessler.
And we are excited today to have our guest, Brett Koff, who is the co-founder of the company Remind 101. Thanks for being here today with us, Brett.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Well, I know it's early where you are, so we'll go ahead and get started with this. So tell us a little bit more about your background. Like, what kind of student were you when you were in school?
I was a bad student. I was going to say that. School was always very difficult for me. It never came easy. So I have a few learning disabilities, and school was very hard for me. I have ADD, and I'm dyslexic. Thankfully, I had a teacher who helped me through it. But school was pretty tough for me. I was always the kid who worked two or three times as hard but was never able to make the grades, unfortunately. Eventually, when I got older into late high school and college, I started to understand my learning disabilities and was able to work with it and see it as a strength opposed to a weakness.
So was there ever a teacher like in school that made a big impact on you? And you can tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I actually just did I wrote an article on the Next Web, and I talked about her. I talk about her quite a bit. Her name's Denise Whitefield. Shout out if you're listening to this. She teaches at Niles West High School. So she was my IEP manager. So when all the other students went to a private or like a regular study hall, I would have basically I would work directly with her for an hour, and she would give me extended time in my reading and my exams, and we would work on homework together. And she was just really patient with me. And you know, I don't remember the math equations or like the specifics of the adjectives and the verbs from English class, but what I do remember is the intangibles that she taught me in those hour-long sessions. So she was immensely impactful for me, and that's actually part of the reason why I started Remind 101.
Now, I know from some of your life experiences, that's kind of how the Remind 101 was co-founded. For the people who don't really know what it is, can you tell them a little bit about, you know, what it is and what it does?
Yeah, happy to, Stacey. So Remind 101 makes it incredibly easy for teachers to reach their students and parents via text message. So teachers can sign up in less than, hopefully, a minute and a half, maybe even 60 seconds on the website, the iPhone app, or the Android app. And then we give every teacher a unique code and a phone number. And then they literally just turn to their students and say, students, or parents, take out your phone and text this code to this number. So the entire company is built around safety and simplicity, meaning that a teacher never sees a student's number and a student never sees a teacher's number. We track a messaging history and we make it impossible to delete. And then students and parents actually are not able to respond back. And that's, again, for safety reasons and hopefully that the teacher's inbox won't be flooded. And so when we started the company, we spoke to hundreds of teachers and they told us those two things. They said, Brett, I don't have a safe way to reach my students, and I don't have an efficient way. And so we're here to make teachers' lives more efficient, and we started with this very simple product.
Now, how did the idea even come to exist of wanting something like Remind 101 on your end?
It's twofold. One, and since I had all these learning disabilities when I was in college, I just wanted something like that because I was using a piece of paper to manage all my syllabi. I had six syllabus with like math and science and history and physics, and I was just overwhelmed. And so that was V1. The second part of it is just that I spoke to hundreds of teachers. I think it was over the span of 10 weeks, about 2 years ago. Todd, you might have been one of them. I don't remember. But I spoke to about 200 teachers in the span of 10 weeks all across the U.S. and Canada, and they explained to me that they have this safety and efficiency issue. And so we realized if we solve a problem for the teacher, then it will in turn help the students and the parents. So everything... You'll hear me say this a lot. The entire DNA of our company is built around solving problems for our teachers. So those are the two ways that it started.
So you probably ran across some trials along the way. What were some of the biggest hiccups or biggest obstacles you had to overcome getting the company set up?
Yeah, good question. So right now we send over 70 million text messages a month. When we first started, we were sending a few thousand. Now, at the time, my brother told me once, I co-founded the company with my brother. He built all the technology. He woke up from a dream being drowned in pennies because every message that we sent cost a cent. Now, 1 cent might not seem like a lot to you, but when you're sending thousands of them, money adds up. So that was one of the biggest hiccups. And to prep, to just kind of like jump into the question I'm sure you're going to ask next, how do we make money? We raised about $4.5 million from some really awesome investors, people who invested and worked at companies like Facebook or Google or Twitter. And the eventual hope is that we'll charge the administrators for a product, or we'll create a value-added product for parents. So we'll never take anything away that we've already built. We'll just create value-added features.
Now, you've also started a teacher advisory board for Remind 101. What was the reasoning behind that?
Yeah, so that goes back to the DNA of our culture. I don't care how big our company gets. Right now we're 15 employees, and we have over 10 million people using the product. I don't care when we're 100 million people. We need to make sure that we're staying close to our teachers, meaning that I'm the first one to say I'm not a teacher. I'm just a kid with learning disabilities, so it's our job to know what goes on in teachers' classrooms and what your problems are, and then it's our job to solve them. And so if we don't talk to you guys relentlessly all the time, then we're not going to be able to do that. And I'm really excited to say we actually just hired our first teacher a few months ago. Technically, she's on contract right now, but we're going to be doing more hiring in the future.
Speaking of the future, what are some of the big ideas that you have coming up for Remind 101?
Good question. So the first thing we're going to build is document uploading, where a teacher can upload a PDF or a Word doc or a picture, send it out to the students and parents, and they can immediately start viewing it on their mobile phone. That was our number two most requested feature. We're also going to be building student apps. They've been asking for that for quite a while. So students, instead of receiving all their messages via text message, they're going to be able to receive it on a very simple list view of mobile apps. So in the next few months, that's some of the things that we're going to be working on. There's a laundry list of stuff, but just to keep it very clear, clean and simple, those are the two things in the most immediate future.
I can say, just as a teacher, having used the product, it's amazing. I think every teacher needs to do this. It's super simple, easy way to set it up. I get a hold of parents that I would normally not get a hold of. It's just an awesome way to reach out to people. My zeros have dropped tremendously. Projects that were due on time, come in on time rather than be late. And so, bravo on the project.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so glad to hear it.
Yeah, if you could go back 5 or 10 years and give yourself some advice, what would you tell yourself?
Oh, boy. Probably, I know this sounds kind of direct, but I would say you're not an idiot to myself.
Yeah.
It was really hard for me. My self-esteem, I don't know if there's any students listening to this too, but my self-esteem was really low because I would try so hard and everyone else would just continually get better grades with me. And I thought, well, why do I have a place in the world? What's going on? Why can't I do this? I feel like I'm smart, but I would just run into so many brick walls. So I would tell myself to just keep pushing through it, and there's a place in the world for me, meaning that I kind of use the disabilities that I have as a strength, and now it's great. I'm more than happy that I have dyslexia and that I'm ADD, and to be honest with you, I'm not sure if you can lose those things or if you can just kind of have really good self-awareness and understand who you are, and I think that's kind of where I'm at right now. But I would tell myself that I'm not stupid, and down the road that there will be a place for me to do something really interesting.
Yeah, I think a good takeaway here is I can go back to my students who now have IEPs and say, hey, guess what? I talked to a co-founder of Remind 101. You know what that is. This guy started a company, and that's just awesome as you're just a witness to what's possible. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, and I'm also happy to talk to them anytime if you'd like. I love talking to students.
For sure.
Hey, well, I might take you up on that too because I love that you're very open and very real about that. Do you ever speak about it at all anywhere?
I haven't. I've done some of it. I more so talk to teachers. Some schools have me come in and talk to their students, but I'm more than happy to. I owe you guys a visit in Texas anyway.
That's right.
Yeah.
I know. I ended up canceling on it, but yeah, I'm more than happy to. In the near term, the easiest thing might be Skype, but I would love to come visit. So, and are all of you guys in Texas, in the state of Texas?
Yeah, yes. We're all in the same district.
Oh, you're all in Houston. Okay.
Yeah.
So we have, I think, 30% of the teachers in the state of Texas use Remind 101. So it would definitely be worthwhile for me coming down. And I know where you guys are. Are you guys in Cypress Fairbanks?
I live in Cypher, yeah.
Okay, cool.
But we don't work there. Our district backs up to Cypher district.
Okay, so the local area where you guys are in, for some reason, I can't figure it out for the life of me, some of our most popular areas of the product. Maybe it's because the teachers, you guys, are spreading it.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Thank you. I'm doing one of these. I'm saying thank you, but I'm... I have to hold up my laptop and a jank.
Well, You know, one thing that we always ask our guests whenever they're on our show is, has there ever been a time that you've really just made a huge mistake with something you were trying to do or fallen flat on your face and really took that opportunity and learned from it?
Huge mistake.
I mean, even with my 101.
Yeah, I should preface this with saying I make mistakes every single day, thousands of micro mistakes. And that's perfectly okay as long as I don't make them twice. What is a huge one? What is a huge one? Man, that's tough.
This one always gets everyone.
Yeah, it always gets everyone.
I don't know. The biggest one doesn't come to mind immediately. I'm not sure. Can we rain check that one?
Yeah, we all rain check it for sure. So what's some what advice would you have for someone listening that may have a startup idea they want to pursue?
Oh, this is great. Very simple. Very, very simple. It's going to sound so simple, it's going to be cliche. Number one, you build something very simple. Like, build the most simple product that you can. And the way you do that is by relentlessly talking to your users. And so if you're thinking about starting a company or a product or an app, whatever it may be, the first thing you want to do, you think about the idea, and then you go talk to whoever your user or your customer would be. In our case, our main user is our teachers. So we relentlessly talk to you guys, relentlessly. I hope it's a testament. It's very important to us. So talk to the person whose problem you're solving. So one, build something simple. Two, talk to your users. Those are like the two most important things. Three, out of doing those two things, you should be able to explain what problem you're solving. So if XYZ person listening to this show was to come to me and say, Brett, I'm going to start a company, I'll say, great, what problem does it solve and who does it solve it for? And if you can't tell me, we make it safe and easy for teachers to message their students and parents. Bam, that's it. Whatever your problem you're solving and who it's for, that is so important, because too many people go off on this goose chase building stuff because it's cool technology or just because it makes them feel good. So that is probably, that's the advice. Build something simple, solve a problem, and do that by talking to your users.
Now, when getting Remind 101 started and everything, I'm sure you had some people who said that it was not going to work and it was pointless and we didn't need a service like that. How did you have some of that pushback?
If I can, I can't twist my computer like this, but if I could show you the little gas casket, you know the button, I would say that's the gasoline to my fire. thousands of people, not thousands, that's an exaggeration. People tell us that they don't think it's going to work, or it's not a good idea, or it can't scale, and that's fine. I had this naive idea, and this was like back in the day, this was like 4 years ago. I didn't say this. We failed for the first 2 years at building the company because we had no idea how to build a startup. So that's just more so fuel to the fire, and there's always going to be people that tell you you can't. Now, if you continually hear over and over again from your user or your customer that this isn't solving a problem, then you maybe start listening and you should do something different. But we've been told that quite a bit. Now, we don't hear it much more because we've proved it wrong. But there's always going to be naysayers. And probably if there's not, you're not doing something right.
Right.
Just another quick follow-up. Entrepreneurs generally are not going to just have one idea. Have you had other ideas in the past that, you know, haven't come to fruition, or, you know, and this is the one that hit? Or?
Yeah. I've always had other ideas. When I was in college, I started another company.
Your microphone, I got.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Me?
Yeah.
Now we can.
I had a lot of other ideas. I don't even remember them. It's funny. My brother and I, we've built this skill of understanding how to solve problems. So sometimes we joke about, like, we'll just walk down the street and see, like, maybe a mom pushing a stroller, and we'll see, like, geez, that looks really uncomfortable for her. I wonder if we could figure out how to solve that problem and make it better. And I think we have, like, the theory or the concept of how you solve it. So I feel like there's a lot of problems we could solve, but Remind 101 is from a business side. It's our life. We care about it so deeply. Of course, we have our family and our friends too. So at the moment, I don't have any capacity to think about other ideas. Focus is another thing that's very important if you're thinking about starting a company. Just be relentlessly focused about what you're doing, because it's very easy to just try to do a lot and be something to everyone instead of being something to someone. So we're something to teachers. We're not something to every consumer that exists in the world. We solve problems for teachers. Go on.
Outside of teachers, what other groups do you find use the product?
Oh, good question. So we have a lot of businesses, a lot of like healthcare doctors use us sometimes, a lot of pastors, and tons of coaches. So that's kind of related to education, but athletics is really popular. So they'll send anything from like, hey, don't forget your fundraiser's due, next week, or a coach is saying, hey, there's bad weather, make sure that we switch from field A to field B. Pastors have the same situation where they need to be able to communicate with a lot of people in a safe way. So those are some of the different organizations that use us.
We actually have a principal in our district that created one for the staff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So they send out messages, which is really neat.
Great. Stacy, you can tell him or her, whoever they may be, that in the next 6 months we're going to be working on an administrative council so they can have some visibility and an easier messaging infrastructure from a principal standpoint. And we're going to build a staff messaging system, so that's also something else we're going to build. We basically believe that if we can make teachers, students, parents, and principals, the people in the education realm, more efficient and help them pass information easier, it can let you guys do your jobs and talk to your students more and talk to your students' parents. So that's on the to-do list to build that.
Cool.
That's very cool. Yeah. I know you're very passionate about Remind 1-1. Outside of that, what's something that you're really passionate about right now?
I love my girlfriend. Name's Courtney. I give her a shout out.
bonus point.
I love mountain biking. I just bought my my first ever mountain bike, Specialized. So I like being in the outdoors, spending time with friends. Those are probably the big ones. I work a lot, and I don't say that because I'm looking for sympathy. I love what I do. I get to talk to teachers like you guys every day. But aside from work, it's just being in the outdoors or hanging out with Courtney or my friends and family.
Well, Brett, we wanted to really thank you for coming on with us today. We appreciate you giving us some time. We know you're busy, but thank you for sharing us a little bit of your story and the Remind 101 story with us and our viewers.
Yeah, my pleasure. Listen, my email is B-R-E-T-T, brett@remind101.com, and if any entrepreneurs or teachers have questions about me or the product or anything that has to do in the realm of what I've spoken about, please feel free to email me, and I know Todd has my email as well, so thank you.
And I don't think you shared your Twitter.
Oh, mine is just my name, @BrettKopf, B-R-E-T-T-K-O-P-F. I rarely use it, though. I'm always just at Remind101, so it's just twitter.com/Remind101.
Oh, awesome. Cool. Well, and for those of you listening, some other ways you can connect with us are on Twitter as well, at EduAllStarsHQ, and using the hashtag EduAllStars. Our website is EduAllStars.com, where you can catch this interview in addition to the other 24. And you can also find us on iTunes by searching EduAllStars, one word, no spaces, to catch up on all the interviews.
And Brett, we can let you drop off, and we know you got to get running, so take care. Okay,
thanks, guys. It's a pleasure.
Yeah. Good morning. Bye.
Okay, bye.
And so just to end here, on Wednesday, December 4th at 5 o'clock Central, we're going to have Steve Spangler, who is a science guru. He does all the science demos. You find him on Ellen DeGeneres all the time. And then on Wednesday, December 11th, we're going to interview Tony Vincent at 8 p.m. Central. And Wednesday, December 18th at 8 p.m. Central, we're going to have Shannon Miller. That's why I didn't know that Shannon Miller was coming on. I was just about to say, we need to have Shannon Miller on. So anyway, I was going to send that to you a couple days ago. We need to have Shannon Miller on. Anyway, didn't know that was happening.
Sorry, my fault.
We also want to encourage everybody to subscribe on iTunes and definitely leave a rating and feedback because that helps other people find us and helps with the rankings of the show.
So thanks, guys. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will see you next Wednesday.
Bye.